Today, we've got a listener who wants to launch a no-recipe cooking channel. Do you, in fact, need step-by-step recipes to build a food business, a content-based food business, that is? In this episode, we're going to explore whether teaching kitchen improvisation can become a profitable niche, a moneymaker, something that helps pay your bills. That's what we're all about on Side Hustle School. So what if the goal is, for this cooking show, it's not a 30-minute meal or a five-ingredient fix? We've heard of that kind of formula. What if the goal isn't to follow a recipe, but to ditch it entirely? So that's Nina's idea. She is a confident home cook. She likes improvising. She wants to teach people how to do the same. Instead of posting traditional recipes, her channel is going to be built around instinctive, no measuring cooking. Is it going to work? Well, it's hard to say for sure. But what might Nina want to know, or what might any content creator want to know if they've got an idea and they're trying to figure out, should I pursue this one or try something different? Let's explore what's possible and how it can be more marketable than you might expect. Maybe there's a couple things you can do to increase your odds of success. If that sounds like a worthy goal to you, stay tuned. Got a quick shout out to our sponsor, then I'll bring you Nina's question.
Hey everyone, this is Nina from Tallahassee, Florida. I'm a home cook, and one thing I've realized is that I hate following recipes. I almost never measure, and I love teaching people how to improvise in the kitchen instead of obsessing over exact steps. I've been thinking about starting a cooking channel, YouTube, maybe TikTok, where I just teach techniques, instincts, and confidence, not strict recipes. But I'm not sure if this is too niche or if people will even take it seriously without measurements and ingredient lists. Can this kind of no-recipe concept be turned into something profitable, or is it just a personal quirk?
Nina, I think whether it works or not doesn't depend so much on the specific idea. I think YouTube celebrity cooking, or just YouTube cooking, I guess you don't have to be a celebrity, it works based on your personality and your ability to connect with an audience. I think that is the most important characteristic of successful cooking shows. But to look at the topic specifically, there is this increased interest in intuitive cooking or unrecipes. People who are just like kind of burned out on rigid formats. They want confidence, not instructions. So your brand here, or your messaging potentially, is something like, you know, here's how to think about food, not like here's exactly what to do. So the more you can clarify this message, make it a super clear content hook. Maybe it's something like no measuring, no recipes, just real cooking. Or you could focus more on the intended audience and say improv cooking for anxious or distracted humans, perhaps. Whatever it is, I think it's important to be fun, maybe slightly rebellious. That's the vibe. And then from there, you kind of focus on video content that shows the thought process more than the outcomes. So it's not like here's the perfect lasagna. It's more here's how I figured out dinner from three ingredients and a craving, perhaps. And then there's a lot you could do to branch out from there. I would go and look at examples of successful creators. There's a show called Pro Home Cooks. There's another one called Chef Steps that kind of go into that idea of understanding food more than strict instruction. So can you make money with a no-recipe cooking channel? Absolutely. I think the most important thing is your personality and ability to connect with the audience and build, develop, cultivate that audience over time. Good luck, Nina. Let us know how it goes. Listeners, let me know how it goes for you as well. Whatever you're up to, whatever you're working on, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Hey, thanks so much for being out there. My name is Chris Gelabow. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.